Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Stalemate continues in Parliament over Bihar's electoral roll and other issues. Lok Sabha to take up discussion on Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's space mission today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to hold bilateral talks with visiting Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in New Delhi this evening. Centre to take strict action against companies involved in manufacturing of fake pesticides, fertilisers and seeds. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall in Maharashtra, Gujarat, parts of Andhra Pradesh and Odisha today. Flash flood warning in several districts of Jammu and Kashmir in coming days. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders set to meet US President Trump in Washington today to resolve war in Ukraine. And freestyle wrestler Vishal to compete for bronze at Under 20 World Championships in Bulgaria today. Both Houses of Parliament were adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition's uproar over various issues. When the Rajya Sabha assembled at 11 a.m, the House paid tributes to Lal Ganeshan, a former member of the House who died on the 15th of this month at the age of 80. After that, Deputy Chairman Harivansh said he had received 19 adjournment notices from different political parties, of which some are related to matters on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar, which is sub judice. He rejected all the notices, citing rules. As the pandemonium continued, the Deputy Chairman adjourned the House till 2 p.m.
ये जीरो आवर का वक्त है
हमारे
जीरो आवर चल रहे हैं प्लीज
आज भी कई सड़कें
आप जीरो आवर नहीं चल रहे हैं
ऐसे विदेशी
आए हैं दो बजे तक के लिए स्थगित किया जाता है.
Similar scenes were witnessed in the Lok Sabha also when the lower house assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal introduced the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025. The bill intends to amend certain enactments for decriminalising and rationalising offences to further enhance trust-based governance for ease of living and doing business. Later, the House approved the motion to refer the bill to the Select Committee of the House for further scrutiny. The committee will make a report by the first day of the next session. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan introduced the Indian Institutes of Amendment Bill 2025. The bill will further amend the Indian Institutes of Management Act 2017.
Honourable Chairperson Madam, with your kind permission, I move to leave to the introduction of bill further to amend the Indian Institute of Management Act 2017.
जो सदस्य इसके पक्ष में वो हाँ कहें, जो सदस्य इसके विरोध में है वे ना कहें. मेरे विचार में निर्णय हाँ वालों के पक्ष में हुआ, हाँ वालों के पक्ष में हुआ. माननीय मंत्री जी विधेयक को प्रस्तापित.
Madam, I introduce the bill.
The bills were introduced amid noisy scenes created by opposition members who were protesting over the issue of SIR in Bihar. Amid the ruckus, presiding officer Sandhya Ray adjourned the House till 2 p.m. A special discussion will be held in the Lok Sabha today on India's first astronaut aboard the International Space Station, Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, focusing on the critical role of the space program for Vikasit Bharat by 2047. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said Captain Shukla has returned home after a successful mission to the International Space Station.
मैं उम्मीद करता हूं जैसे ऑपरेशन सिंदूर में सब पार्टी के मेंबर्स ने हमारे सेनाओं के पराक्रमी को लेकर के गुणगान गाया और देश ने सेनाओं को आतंकवाद के खिलाफ कार्रवाई करने पर बधाई दी, उसी प्रकार आज भी पूरे दल राजनीतिक विचारधारा से आगे बढ़ के एकजुट में कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला को हम अभिनंदन करेंगे.
Minister of State for Education Jayant Chaudhary has said the government has a zero-tolerance policy on student safety in schools. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Chaudhary said the guidelines are issued from time to time to states and union territories and school boards for the safety of students. He said recently the Union Education Ministry has written a letter to states and UTs to ensure student safety and their well-being.
सेफ्टी पे जीरो टॉलरेंस पॉलिसी है. एन एनईपी में प्राविधान है और समय समय पे भारत सरकार भी राज्य सरकारों को, स्टेट बोर्ड्स को, सभी बोर्ड्स को, सभी मैनेजमेंट के स्कूलों को इस संबंध में गाइडलाइन भी जारी करती है। कोई समझौता बच्चों के सेफ्टी से हम नहीं कर सकते हैं।
Chinese Foreign Minister and member of the Politburo of the Communist Party of China, Wang Yi, will be on a two-day visit to India beginning today. He is visiting India at the invitation of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. During the visit, the Chinese Foreign Minister will hold the 24th round of the Special Representative's talks on the India-China boundary question with India's Special Representative, Mr. Doval. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said strict action will be taken against companies involved in manufacturing fake pesticides, fertilizers and seeds. Mr. Chauhan visited Madhya Pradesh to assess the damage caused to soybean crops due to the spraying of spurious chemicals. Here is a report.
Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan had received complaints about soybean crops being damaged due to counterfeit weedicide. Following this, Mr. Chauhan visited the affected fields in Raisen and Vidisha districts to inspect the damage. He said that a campaign will be launched against such companies.
खेत में सोयाबीन की जगह खरपतवार खड़ा है, किसी एचपीएम कंपनी की दवाई डालने के कारण ये हुआ है। एक उच्च स्तरीय वैज्ञानिकों का दल इन खेतों का निरीक्षण करेगा और जिस कंपनी ने ऐसी दवाई दी किसानों जिससे किसान तबाह हो गए, विधि सम्मत सख्त कार्रवाई उसके खिलाफ की जाएगी और एक अभियान शुरू होगा पूरे देश में ऐसी कंपनियों के खिलाफ।
एक्टिंग ऑन मिस्टर चौहान्स डायरेक्शन, द इंडियन काउंसिल ऑफ एग्रीकल्चर रिसर्च हैज इमीडिएटली कॉन्स्टिट्यूटेड एन इंक्वायरी कमिटी। द कमिटी इज विजिटिंग द फील्ड्स टुडे टू असेस द एक्सटेंट ऑफ crop damage. Vipin Mishra, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
In Chhattisgarh, one security personnel was killed and three jawans injured in an IED blast triggered by Maoists in Bijapur district of Bastar division today. The blast occurred in the national park area when a team of the district reserve guard was on an anti-nuptial operation. The injured personnel are stated to be out of danger. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall, with extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha, South Interior Karnataka and Telangana today. The weather agency predicted heavy rainfall to continue over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Uttarakhand and East Rajasthan during the next 7 days. According to the IMD, light to very light rainfall conditions are expected with cloudy sky in Delhi today. Heavy rains pounded Mumbai this morning, disrupting traffic and delaying local trains, with the IMD extending its red alert till tomorrow. Mumbai's lakes are now 90% full, easing water supply concerns. Mumbai is witnessing another spell of heavy monsoon showers, with intense rain lashing Andheri, Ghatkopar, Navi Mumbai and parts of South Mumbai. More from our correspondent.
As heavy rainfall continues to impact the city and traffic snarls disrupt daily life, air services too have been affected on Monday. The Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport issued an advisory urging passengers to check flight status before travelling and to leave earlier to avoid traffic congestion. Today, the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation has directed schools and colleges in Mumbai to remain closed due to red alert. Bhavna, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
In news just in, the Lok Sabha has taken up a special discussion on India's first astronaut aboard the International Space Station, Captain Subhash Shukla, focusing on the critical role of the space program for Viksit Bharat by 2047. Minister of State for Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, began the discussion. We cut across live to the Parliament.
प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी के दृढ़ निश्चय और दृढ़ संकल्प को कोई हिला नहीं सकता। Nobody can shaken the courage and courage of conviction of Prime Minister Modi. Having said that, Adhyaksh ji, आज एक ऐसा वक्त है जब सारा देश जश्न के माहौल में है। हर माँ अपने बच्चे के लिए दुआ करती है कि वो बड़ा होकर के सुभाषु शुक्ला बने, और हर बच्चा ये ख्वाब देख रहा है कि मैं भी बड़ा होकर सुभाषु शुक्ला बनूं। आज दुनिया ने भारत की क्षमताओं के आगे सर झुकाया है। अभी कल ही सुभाषु का इस सफल यात्रा के बाद राजधानी दिल्ली में वापसी हुई है, आगमन हुआ है, और उससे कुछ ही समय पहले ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के द्वारा भारत की अंतरिक्ष में क्षमताओं का प्रदर्शन धरती से आकाश तक देख करके सारे विश्व ने हिंदुस्तान का लोहा माना है।
The Rajya Sabha, meanwhile, has taken up the Indian Ports Bill 2025 for discussion and passage. Going back to the weather, in Odisha, many districts of the state are experiencing very heavy rainfall, with some areas seeing extremely heavy rainfall due to the low-pressure area formed over the Bay of Bengal near the coasts of northern Andhra Pradesh and southern Odisha. The Met Department has issued a red alert for southern districts of the state for today. More from our correspondent.
Southern district of Odisha, Malkangiri, is experiencing relentless downpour since this morning, following which National Highway 326 and the surrounding bridges have submerged, disrupting connectivity. The Indian Meteorological Department has said that the low pressure area over the Bay of Bengal is likely to move northwest and intensify into a depression within the next 24 hours. Following this, Kalahandi, Raigada, Gajapati, Ganjam, Kandhamal, Bodh, Sonpur, Balangir, Khorda and Wapada districts are expected to get heavy rain. Thunderstorms, lightning and strong winds are also possible in many parts of Odisha. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
A low pressure area has formed over the west central and northwest Bay of Bengal, impacting the north coast of Andhra Pradesh and adjacent areas of South Odisha. More from our correspondent.
It is anticipated that the system will further intensify into a depression in the next 24 hours, with expectations of crossing the South Odisha, North Andhra coast by the afternoon of tomorrow. The Indian Meteorological Department, Amaravati Center, has issued a red alert for several north coastal Andhra Pradesh districts on Monday, forecasting very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places. Prediction is that Vishakhapatnam, Alluri Sitaramaraju, Anakapalli, Kakinada, East Godavari, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Konaseema, Elu, West Godavari, NTR and Guntur districts are likely to experience extremely heavy rainfall. Henry, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the Met Department has issued a weather advisory warning of heavy rainfall and possible flash floods in several districts over the coming days. Light to moderate rain is expected across most areas till tomorrow, with heavy showers likely in Jammu, Riyasi, Udhampur, Rajouri, Poonch, Sambha and Kathua. Doda, Kishtwar, Ramban and parts of Kashmir may also see heavy rain with gusty winds. U.S. President Donald Trump turned the pressure on his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky, suggesting that he should give up claim to some territories occupied by Russia. Zelensky is set to meet Trump at the Oval Office today with a group of European leaders. Yesterday, Trump reiterated in a post on Truth Social that President Zelensky can end the war with Russia almost immediately if he wants to, or he can continue to fight. Freestyle wrestler Vishal will compete for a bronze medal at the Under-20 World Championships in Bulgaria. Despite a valiant effort, the 20-year-old lost 9-11 to Magomedov, who was playing under the United World Wrestling flag. Vishal will now take on a yet-to-be-confirmed grappler in the bronze medal bout. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Stalemate continues in Parliament over Bihar's electoral roll and other issues. Lok Sabha takes up discussion on Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's space mission. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to hold bilateral talks with visiting Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in New Delhi this evening. Centre to take strict action against companies involved in manufacturing of fake pesticides, fertilisers and seeds. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall in Maharashtra, Gujarat, parts of Andhra Pradesh and Odisha today. Flash flood warning in several districts of Jammu and Kashmir in coming days. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders set to meet US President Trump in Washington today to resolve war in Ukraine. And freestyle wrestler Vishal to compete for bronze at Under-20 World Championships in Bulgaria today. And with that, we end the Midday News.